Good evening, delegates. Well, we now come to agenda item number 10, which is the financial and budgetary matters. It's important for all of us. Money makes the mayor go. We have before us document number CX/CAC 10/33/9. There have been some developments over the past 1 year. There was a discussion about formulation of a business plan, which was formulated by Australia and New Zealand with the assistance of FAO and WHO and the Secretariat. There were some discussions with regard to efficiency savings, use of other languages, which involves some costs. There were discussions at the last two executive committee sessions, the 63rd session in December 2009 and the one that we had last week. I would request the Secretariat to update you further with the specifics on the budgetary matters, the budget that we have for the biennium 2010-11. And then I would request FAO and WHO to make their contributions. Secretariat, please. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a little late hour, so we will try to be really brief and as clear as possible. So we would like to highlight the fact that there is a shift in FAO to results-based budgeting for the 2010-2011 biennium, as indicated in the at the beginning of the document, explaining this new budget process, and that really directly connecting resource allocation to specific results. So that went through quite a long process through all discussions within FAO, and also to recall that a similar process is already applied in WHO. It has been there for several years, but now in WHO, so the hierarchical structure follows objectives, organizational results, unit results, etc. And this is described in the table on the second page, which explained the result to which the organizational result, part of which is the Codex Joint FAO-WHO Food Standards Program. Then the unit result, which is the result for which the Codex Secretariat and the program are responsible, which is the program of the Codex Alimentarius Commission according to its strategic plan. And we highlighted throughout the document that when we described the activities at the different levels, we really try to link it clearly with the strategic plan, especially when you are considering standard-setting activities. For example, the role of the Commission and the Executive Committees, the coordinating committees, food safety, commodity, other general committees. So these are listed to try to give a clear picture of the activities, of the expected results, and how the resources are allocated. So that reflected in this number of budget codes. Also activities on publication, communication, and coordination with other agencies. So that is applying to the current biennium, 2010-2011. Regarding the budget for 2008-09, we have been putting the usual table, which is global table, and according to the requests that were made earlier for more clarification and giving a more detailed breakdown of expenses, that's what we have provided in the tables. Not only for 2008-2009, but by year 2008 with specific budget codes and the sums allocated, and the same for 2009. Some of the differences are explained relating, for example, higher cost of the Commission of 2009 compared to 2008, as it was a little longer and was held in Rome. Regarding the contribution from member countries, that was mentioned when we were discussing the budget plan, but the business plan, but also the budget, and we have asked all host countries to provide the expenses. And first of all, we would like to thank them for their very great support to the program. And we have found out that the total that you see is very important. We had some countries gave 2008, 9, and 10. Some of them got gave us the figure for only one of or two of the years considered. So the year 2009, we had the complete picture, and you can see the total is very high. So for a binium, it would be approximately, of course, double. So that was very, very important. And as was mentioned by Mr. Chair, we also discussed the business plan. And in the business plan, it's also scheduled to indicate the resource allocation, which corresponds more or less to the description of in our unit results, and in addition, indicating the contribution of the relevant host countries. So that was for 2008-2009. Regarding the budget for this biennium, the explanation as to some additional, some increase in the funding. It is slightly higher that was scheduled. Regarding the end of 2009, there were some additional funds which were used especially for improving language coverage, translation of more final text into all the languages of the Commission, and also for publication by thematic areas. So there was, and also the initiating the upgrade of the website, which was already mentioned at the last session of the Commission. Following the there is also a reference to the efficiency savings. So in some of the increase in funds which were available at the end of 2009, it was not, were not any longer available for the present biennium, and there is also a total of the efficiency savings within the division in which Codex is located, and not only for Codex activities but also for scientific advice. We would like to go back to the issue of language coverage that was discussed in previous sessions. First of all, there was the question of Russian that was mentioned, and there is all the background in the document. At the level of the Coordinating Committee for Europe, translation and interpretation were kindly provided by the coordinator and co-host in that case, and we are very pleased to inform you that this will continue for the next Coordinating Committee for Europe. As regards the request to use Russian as an official language, we would like to inform the Commission that we will, in the document, say we are going to consider the feasibility, but we intend to provide Russian interpretation for the next session of the Commission. And that's, of course, the first time we would do it on an experimental basis, as indicated, but that would be interpretation, because translation, it's not possible at this stage. Similarly, the use of Portuguese in CC Africa, that was already initiated in previous session of the committee, and since the experience was very positive, we are pleased to indicate that this will continue in the next session of the Coordinating Committee for Africa, as it's very important for the countries which have Portuguese as mother tongue, so that would be carried out. And similarly, as with Russian, that will be only for interpretation, because for translation of documents, it is not possible. We have not enough resources to do that. As regards the sessions of the Executive Committee, as it's a recurrent question, we wanted to put all the background in the document. It was also discussed in the Executive itself, so we will not go back to that discussion, only to inform the Commission that, as indicated in the report of the Executive Committee, we will do a further study and prepare the cost and all possible options and alternatives on how that could be, what is the cost and what are the possible type of schedule for the Executive Committee sessions, and that will be presented at the next session of the Executive Committee for and the Commission, of course. And so Part D, as was requested earlier, we have also included the budget for scientific support to Codex, which was sometimes represented separately, but this time it was all included in the same document. So on this issue, Mr. Chair, I would defer to FAO and WHO. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I think that was a brief presentation about the utilization of the budget and what we propose to do in the biennium 2010-11. I would like to invite FAO to briefly make comments on their proposals and how they wish to contribute to the Codex. FEO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the Secretariat has presented the document quite extensively. What I would like to perhaps add here is that is the fact that, as you note in table on page 5, that the budget for 2010-2011 is slightly higher than the previous budget, the budget for the previous biennium, and that was an effort made within FAO. Particularly, I think the WHO contribution has been steady, which is well recognized. And then we, the FAO budget, did cover also some of the increments that are difficult to avoid in this case, particularly as costs increase from one biennium to another, and FAO absorb the that difference in cost, so that we have $8,300,000 for 2010-2011. I was very pleased to see in paragraph 15 in this report for the first time the contribution of the host countries of the Codex committees. I think this is an important contribution to Codex, and we are very grateful for all those countries that host Codex committees for this contribution, and we hope that this is going to be something that we see in every report to the Commission in the future, and that will give an indication of the effort made by all member countries to maintain a good and healthy budget for the Codex to continue its work. That's as much as I can say. The last thing that I would indicate here is the fact that our Committee on Agriculture, as I indicated in the opening speech, has met about 3 weeks ago and reviewed particularly our program on food safety. It has indicated for another time its full support to Codex and Codex-related activities and their readiness to support the budgetary level that would enable Codex to continue to function without a problem for the at least this biennium and the next. Let's hope that this will continue so, also from our colleagues from WHO. Thank you.
Thank you, the representative of FAO. I would request the representative of WHO to make his comments, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to make the point that the work that Codex is doing is all based on scientific advice, and we know that the scientific advice is coming from the FAO, WHO expert bodies, and there is also in the document a description of the funding that goes into that. There is a little bit of a discrepancy between the FAO figure, where the total figure is approximately 2.4 million, and the WHO figure, which is 2.6 million, but the WHO figure does not include staff cost. In the future, we will try to make sure that we have comparable figures, but since we didn't want FAO to really look bad, we didn't put in the staff cost here. We're not trying to compare and say that FAO should pay exactly the same for scientific advice, because if we have the money for scientific advice, we do it. So we hope it's the same for the Codex budget. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. Now the floor is open for comments and any recommendations that you would like to make to the Directors General of FAO and WHO. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Chair.
Mexico is concerned with what's written in paragraphs 22 and 23, where it says the decision taken to have a new position within the post, within this has been cancelled, and that does not affect the original structure which originally was in the Codex Secretariat. And 23 says that in 2008-2009 there was support and participation by two officers funded by member states. But these two people aren't there anymore, and the question isn't whether this affects the original structure or not. It is a question of how this has an impact on the work of the Secretariat and how it will have an impact on the overall assessment and recommendation that we'll have under Agenda Item 11B. Thank you.
Cameron, please.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Chair. We're very happy to see you chairing this part of our session. We're also happy to have received this document, which brings us back to budgetary issues and financial issues. Now, we do appreciate the transparency shown in the report and in the presentation of figures for the current biennium. But we do have a few comments to make, and these are recurrent comments. The first is in the distribution of the budget. It's every year between the two organizations. I remember in 2003, 2004, 2005, the distribution was more or less 80%, 20% FAO and WHO. Now we're at 85 and 14. And this is a sign, I won't comment on that, but I do note that. I note, and I think we all have to make that same note, without making further comment on it, and we'll just have to wait and see how organizers are going to react. Second question that I see here is the change in planning systems in the FAO. How will Codex adapt to that? Because now we have a results-based planning, and the strategic plan of the WHO must also adapt to this new planning system. We do hope that Codex and the Secretariat of Codex has worked on that so that we will, within budgeting as well, ensure that we do have things that are directly linked to results, because we will have to report back to the FAO. We do have to report back to the FAO on results achieved. And the last thing that I note is that we've seen that an awful lot has been said about extra budgetary contributions, but this is a concern in FAO today, right now, in terms of planning. We have to try to ensure that extra budgetary contributions also appear in the accounts. This is another concern. We're happy that certain things have been said here, the contribution by committees, for example. Those are the comments that I wanted to share with the group. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Cameroon. We have taken comments from Mexico and Cameroon, and we'll come to Canada next. But before that, let the Secretariat respond to both the comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So we'll start in the order. concerning the comments of Mexico, concerning the new post that may have been established and was not established. In fact, the funds were provided to the Secretariat. As it's indicated, that was decided in 2008. So that post was advertised, but it was never very clear whether it would be also in the next biennium. So what is important is the activity, that we had these funds and that allowed us to work, as I indicated, on publications, starting the upgrade of the website. So in fact, these funds were used, put to a very good use. We did not really expect to have it was not quite sure, so we knew there would be this efficiency savings and that this funding may not be available in 2010-2011. So that was, in fact, the funds themselves were really used to make the publications of the final standards to increase language coverage, especially into Chinese and Arabic, to have more translation, to really have the complete range of standards on the website and the first phases of the upgrade of the website. So that was the explanation. And as indicated, that it does not affect the current structure of the Secretariat, so it is unchanged. Something that perhaps would need some clarification, it's mentioned that in 2008 and 9, the Codex Secretariat benefited from secondment from two food standards officers, our two colleagues who are here, from member states. And it is still the same that's been continued in 2010, 2011. We will still have the very good support from these two countries, Japan and Republic of Korea, who have still seconded two food standard officers. And in fact, I would like to draw your attention to the table in the second page, because that's a budget requirement. It's mentioned in the budget. Implementation of the Japanese and Korean Trust Fund in headquarters. That's a budget line that has to be there to see where our contribution is coming from. So that was why. So we still have these two seconded officers, and for the rest of the structure is the same. There are temporarily some vacant posts, but that's a temporary situation. So the structure is not changed, and that's, from our point of view, quite adequate to our work, especially with the support from two additional officers seconded by their governments. And at the same time, that would allow me to reply to the question of the delegation of Cameroon on how we indicate this extra budgetary contribution and or in that case, the contribution from member countries. So that's under this budget code, which is indicated and reflects that some persons are seconded by their government. So that's, that appears in the actual in budget, because it's a trust fund which is managed by a FAO. So that's mentioned. Regarding the change in the structure of the budget and the process, exactly, we have, as we mentioned, we have been working to establish this budget. We've had a lot of consultations in a FAO. And of course, there are obligation of reporting and results, and that will be, we will follow the usual budget process and to provide adequate reports to member countries. That was the, I hope that replied to the questions that were directed to the Secretariat. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and perhaps if he wants to add something.
Shortly.
FAO, please.
Thank you very much. Very shortly, on the use of extra budgetary funds, as the delegate from Cameroon mentioned, in FAO we are now adopting also a budgetary system that shows the assessed contributions, but also voluntary contributions or extra budgetary funds that may be provided to any activity or any program within FAO. So I think we will try, of course, to improve on this budgeting work by hopefully having in the next report or next time we present the budget to you a clear indication on what comes from the assessed contribution and what will be coming from the extra budgetary funds. And within that, we will count not only the input from those host countries that are hosting the committees, but also those inputs from countries that are providing us with human resources that are helping Codex, and particularly in this case we have Japan and Korea that are supporting the program. We will indicate this very clearly so that there will be transparency 100% on all what we receive for Codex and what we use for this program. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, FAO. Mexico, you had any question related to what you had earlier raised? Mexico, please.
Thank you, Chair. The question, the direct question, was how this will really affect the current Codex structure. Is the current structure sufficient for the work that's being carried out? And that's what we have to ask ourselves. And this will have an impact, as I've said, on agenda item 11B. Thank you, sir.
Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thought that I had already, replied to that question, that it is not, that did not affect the structure of the Secretariat, and it was, in fact, much more useful to have these funds to carry out the activities and to increase language coverage. So that was put to very good use in that case. And we consider that it is sufficient. We are, especially as we have, as mentioned earlier, secondment from two countries, and that some years ago some new posts were added, especially related to communication and publications, and that was our reply. So it is satisfactory for us to carry out our activities. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mexico, I think some of the questions that you have raised, we will probably be discussing under the next agenda 11B when we evaluate the capacity of the Codex Secretariat. Maybe at that point some of these questions can be answered. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We noted with great encouragement the opening remarks on the part of the representative from WHO in relation to the World Health Assembly resolution, and wondered at this point if, through you, Mr. Chairman, we might ask the representative to provide an update on plans within WHO with respect to resolution elements relevant to Codex, both in terms of scientific advice and support for Codex itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. I think that's a very pertinent question. WHO would like to respond to it.
I don't know if I would like to respond, but I guess I have to respond. The issue is that at the moment WHO is cutting back on the budget. I mean, we have results-based budgeting for at least 6 years now. We are putting everything together, both regular budget and extra budgetary. So everything is presented in our total budget papers. So it's very clear to everyone how much money is being used on our strategic objective 9, which is nutrition and food safety together. So the money that we have there have not increased over the last many years. So in fact, when we increased the Codex contribution out of our regular budget for food safety, it meant that we are probably now using 40% of regular budget for food safety in WHO for the Codex Secretariat. This is a very, very significant part. All the rest of the activities that we've been doing in WHO since 2003 have not gotten increased budget. We are doing more than we did in 2003 with a stable budget. So there's, seen from our point of view, no necessary clear development that we have to increase the funds that needs to go into Codex, since Codex supposedly is doing the same that it did 6 or 7 years ago. So in our budget considerations, Codex is in line with the other activities that we need to do for food safety. And when everything else is being cut down, we probably also have to look at a situation where we might have to cut back on the Codex on the WHO contribution to the Codex Secretariat. I don't see that at the moment, but we have warnings from our Director General that it's very likely that our budget will decrease over the next biennium. And you have to remember that 75% of the total budget of WHO is extra budgetary. So it's very volatile in the sense that if donor countries start to put a little bit less in the extra budgetary to WHO, we will suddenly face a serious shortcoming in the budget. So in short, I don't see a possibility for putting more money into the Codex Secretariat at the moment, and I'm happy to hear from the Codex Secretariat that it's not needed. So we are all in agreement.
Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. Are there any other comments or suggestions or any other recommendations from the floor? I do not see any flags. So, delegates, the Commission would then take note of the new structure of the budget for the biennium 2010-11. And the Commission would like to recommend to the FAO and WHO, our parent bodies, as our friends, the directors, had mentioned yesterday, to continue to provide support to the Codex and the in-kind contribution for various programs, including capacity building. And the Commission may wish to appreciate the support of FAO and WHO for scientific advice, which they continue to give. We would appreciate the contribution of the host country arrangements and the staff that has been seconded by Japan and Korea to the work of Codex. And lastly, we may commend the Secretariat for the cost-saving measures and the possibility of providing interpretation in Russian language in 2011 on an experimental basis. If that summarizes the conclusions of the discussions on this agenda item, we can proceed to the next agenda item. Thank you very much.